Well, hello and welcome to Lightline, coming to you live from Wisconsin in the USA. I am your host, Winnie Bougiou, and it is November 28th of 2020. And first of all, I would like to say I appreciate those that have come here today, representing both the material as well as those representing our spiritual family of God out there, past our cumulus clouds. And there might even be a few surrounding me now. I must keep going. I am reminded of that famous quote of Jesus, where he said, "Where two or more are gathered, there I am." And so it is with this Lightline, this program in particular today. And I am honored to be that voice, or let them speak through me, rather, as my voice. Their thoughts, my voice. And before we go any further with our proceedings, I would like to open up with a prayer. Dear Father, help us hear thy voice, both within us and through this program. And of course, the voices that represent you through the hierarchy of the universes of universes, the names of a list that would go on longer than I can remember or even write down, but I appreciate the audience of you all. And I only want this so that I can share it with the brotherhood, the sonship, the daughtership here in Urantia, where they too yearn to hear your voice. And so help me be about this duty to let them hear it, if only through this way, and hopefully through themselves, with a little bit of practice, we can be made perfect just like you intended us to be. And I would also ask if you could send all of us a protective Merkaba to keep the rebels or spiritual gremlins from messing up our talk this afternoon, and help it be a clear channel. In your name, Father. Amen. Well, at this time, I would like to ask if there is a master of ceremonies available of a celestial order to grace us with their presence. And let me be still enough to hear them. Yes, this is Targus, one without name or number. I will be your master of ceremonies this afternoon, and I welcome you all to the program of Winnie Bougiou Lightline. We want to keep these going, and we also want to invite others to give it a try and hang in there with us. It is definitely a talent, an ability that even we shrug our shoulders and wonder how they can do such a thing, and we want to continue to support all of you. And we do definitely need more transmitters. There will be some rough times ahead, and they're coming very soon, and we need to get our messengers out there, much like you have read where in the Bible, where there were messengers sent out to disperse Jesus' various things he needed to tell those that were his disciples, and likewise that wanted to be. With that said and done, I would also like to recap what the other light lines from the week, from this week previous. We now have on the way the first apocryphal revelation, we are told, through various transmitters. We have a new entity called the Absolute Supreme now, that will now fill the void that will be soon the sevenfold of God. We were going without one for a while, and we want you to give him a little chance to fill in those shoes left by God the Supreme. And indeed, that's all that's left of the God the Supreme, his very sandals, and those are some big, very big shoes to fill. And of course, through Ron Besser and Rayson, the Magisterial Son, we have the Origins book that is supposed to debut on Monday. So that should be quite a exchange and a help for the world, and I'm sure that will probably bring in money and funds much needed for the Magisterial Foundation that Ron and all of you need to keep this boat afloat, so to speak. It'll put much air in your sail, and we will definitely give it as much flotation if we can, so lack of a word. And Manjorensen is here, and through the transmissions, he is going to carry out missions with the collaboration of various mortals that have been brought up for just a clarion call, and maybe, just maybe, it might be a few of you, but we don't want to give any false hope there. But more on that as the weeks and months progress. And this is Tarkus, your master of ceremonies. Well, thank you, Tarkus, for that. Is there any more you would like to say and establish here? Yes, you did a transmission the other day, Winnie Buju, regarding prayer, or to pray without ceasing, let's say. And that goes hand in hand with transmitting, as you want to go to that space, because that's where a lot of these transmitters, are speaking from their heart, and that is your receiving end of our voices as we speak right now, although some transmit through their frontal lobe, true enough, and others their throat, much like Ron has explained at a couple different times. So let's go a little farther with that, if we can. And let's see. Well, Tarkus, I'm losing you a little bit there. Are you still with me? Yes, I am. I'm just getting our thoughts together here as far as what we want to speak. Now, that spot that you have mentioned in your, this is Tarkus again, the spot that you mentioned in your transmission, Winnie Buju, that place called a Sacred Heart, that is, for those of you that don't know, this is a place where your soul both enters when you're born and leaves when you're through in your material journey here. So that is a place you can go to, and words are not necessarily to speak in this place, for truly, words are an abomination to the Father. Once you're in this hall, this Sacred Heart place, not only can you access him, but he can access you, and you're both being helped in a sense. And this is the place you can literally feel. If you imagine you are standing behind yourself and you know where your heart is, drop down a little bit, maybe about an inch, and to the left. Imagine you have a paintbrush and make a circle right in that spot. And you can even do it while the show is going on. And I would encourage you to do that. Imagine that brush is like a wet brush, like it's dipped in water. Make a circle around that area. And it might take a little while, but eventually you will feel a cold breeze. And that is the spot where you can be in union with all that there is. And you can literally live from this space, and things will happen. I'm not saying you're going to have a brand new car or suddenly the wife looks younger, but things will unfold in your journey here when you join with all there is, because you are a part of it, truly. And we want to encourage you to practice finding the spot. Even now, this transmitter, while letting me speak through him, is very conscious of that area, and instead is getting very warm there, because we are coming through that spot, and course, you have read that our true image is that of light, and the warmth of that love does come through, and you will feel it and know it. And I would encourage you to share it also with others. In fact, I would like you to share a lot of these things that we cover, maybe not verbatim, because you don't know how they're going to accept it. So you want to start and share these things and eventually move into something more once you get your first apocryphal books delivered to your homes there. And this is Tarkus, and I stand back. Oh, thank you, Tarkus. That was nice of giving us a little more information on the transmission we did earlier. Well, that was actually Christ Michael that helped me with that one, and that was very special. Let's see. Oh, do we have any other spirits that would like to represent themselves through this conference call? Or is anyone else there? This is the Clear Channel. This is Michael of Nebanon. I want to just come through here briefly and tell you, Winnie Boujou, I know you are a little bit nervous and shaky there, and you're doing just fine. Like you've said earlier, you truly will have to earn your wings. You are like a little bird that's jumped out of its nest, maybe a little too soon, but that's okay. We will support you, and you will have a good second flight, as it were, since this is your second show. Well, thank you, Michael of Nebanon, for your support, which I definitely need. And we are literally breathe and exist through your will, I am understanding. Yes, this is true. This is Michael of Nebanon again, yes. But you were created to extend that which is, and even though this is the very beginning in this material world, it is still a beginning. It is not an end. Some of you, maybe not those of you on this program, but some people believe that this world is all there is. And that is a belief, unfortunately, handed down from the Lucifer Rebellion. You have a saying, I'll believe it when I can see it. And of course, that's a straight quote from himself. Those of you out there that often try to share these, and you have the doubting Thomases out in the world, truly. But you can win them over by being just an extension of our Father, not necessarily by words. Just live your life in such a way that might draw their attention, not through crazy things, but through your calmness, your sereneness, I suppose. Well, thank you. I think I'm losing you a little, Michael. This is Winnie Boujou back. Might have a little bit of the rebels messing with my circuitry here. But we'll try to move on. Is there anybody else that would like to speak here on the show today? If not, we can open up. I wonder if anybody here has any transmissions that they would like to share. You can press 5-star, and we will go right to you if that's possible. Or we could talk about some of these subjects that were spoken over the week and maybe go back and forth as far as. Hope I have Ron Besser, and he's going, I'll unmute him and see what he has to say and add. Hi, welcome, Ron.
Thank you, Wanabuju.
Thank you.
I have a transmission for you, if I may.
Great. Go ahead.
This is Osiris. I am a finaliter. In fact, I am the chief of finaliters of the Urantia Finaliter Corps. We greet you today, all of you. You seldom think of yourselves as finaliters, but someday you will all be finaliters, and that may be on the way to something else. But that is not for you to know, or even for me to know. Today I am referring to you, Wanabuju, in order to understand that you have taken it on faith that you can do this, and you do. But the fact of the matter is that someone like Robert or Ray or any of the others that are listening can do it too if they just step out. The problem that Robert has is he's not sure enough about himself. But in any case, every one of you on this call is capable of transmitting. The breakthrough has to be achieved by you. When you practice, start to speak what you're writing. The first thing you know, you are transmitting aloud, as Ron indicated to Wanabuju this morning. The truth of the matter is that the brain is a natural transmitter that is easily turned into the speaker of a radio. Your entire body is a radio when we wish to use it. That you can't make it work is your lack of consideration for the truth of the matter, that you are already empowered, but that you have to take the step. I am Orion now. I am the partner of Osiris. Orion is familiar to Ron as having spoken in the early teaching mission dating back as early as 1995 when I first spoke. Remembers it well, simply because he didn't know the finaliters dare speak, as they are reserved for a future universe age, but not any longer. Please understand that the information you have in the Urantia book now is no longer valid. The finaliter corps on Urantia is now emboldened to speak to the light line through your adjusters, or in the case of Ron, through the heart center, and for many other reasons, we wish it to be known. Don't be surprised if you suddenly are transmitting a finaliter. We are ready to speak. We are your brethren, perfected. I thank you. And Wanabuju, we turn this back to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. The name was Osiris. Am I pronouncing that wrong?
Osiris.
Osiris.
And
Osiris.
Orion. And Orion.
Orion.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
They are partners.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for that, and thank you, Ron Besser, for being the microphone there. And I'm reminded of Wednesday, Amethyst transmitted Van the Steadfast, and he had said that learning to transmit is actually a Manchin World requirement. So no pressure there, but a little bit for us to eventually move into that, those of us that have not taken that first step. We would truly want to, and I'm going to mute you, Ron, unless you have more to say, or I could keep you open.
One moment, Winnie Bucci. Yes. I have Osiris here. I am Osiris. I am the chief of the finaliters on Urantia. There are currently 1,032 in our group, in our core. Because there are more than 1,005, we are considered an unusual finaliter core. And the reason that we are with that number of individuals, 1,032 instead of 1,005, is because the bestowal of Christ is still imminent. I'm Osiris, and Ron just said to the universe, I hope to God this is clear channel, because of the importance of the subject. It is clear channel. I am Osiris. And I am, in the Greek mythology, Osiris had wings of wax, and he was so enthralled, he flew to the sun, and his wings melted, and he had to return to earth to serve the rest of his life without flight. I chose the name Osiris because it's poignant. Ron also has flown to the sun, but his wings did not disappear. They didn't melt. For that reason, the Christ is returning to convey the idea that man on Urantia is so unusual that he must be given the chance to take flight to the sun and return with flight still in place. Ron has shown it's possible. Winnie Bucci,
yes.
If you keep developing as you are, you can make that flight too.
Oh, great.
But you are not quite prepared.
No.
I am Osiris. And listen, Orion and Osiris are both here to benefit not only Ron, but every one of you that transmit. That's you, Elise. That's you, Winnie Bucci. And that's all of the others you know by name. They need to understand that the process to transmit is used to prepare Urantia to hear the voice of God, the voice of Christ, and above all, the voice of man. I withdraw now, but you need to contemplate seriously what I have just said, and that Ron knows its primary revelation. It is epochal revelation I have spoken. I withdraw and I mute myself, Winnie Bucci. Thank you.
I had a question for Osiris. This is Winnie Bushu again, and I can unmute you if you like. But my question is for Osiris, because we are time beings. You're going to probably guess what this question is, but how long does it take for us to become finaliters? Is it thousands of years, millions? And obviously there's no hurry, but I just for a thought and a question. That's my question.
Winnie Bushu, this is Ron. I could have Osiris transmit, but I'm instructed you are to transmit Osiris.
Oh. All right, we'll give it a try. Let's see, I'll
meet
you again.
Just wait for it to come in.
All right. Is this a clear channel? Okay. I'll go. Okay, thank you. This is Osiris. Like Ron introduced me, Chief of the Finaliters, and I have received your question, and I understand that you do indeed live in time, and it's even sewn into your very language in your conversations, as in, I just don't have any time for this, or boy, does time sure fly by, and so forth. But time is set up for you to gradually accept these things and grow, much like a seed in the fertile ground. So I would say patience is a virtue, and true enough, it will be a number that's not even available to you in your language when you can achieve the finaliter station. But be of good cheer anyway, that it is truly your resting place in this occupation, and it is a beautiful one. Yes, and I stand back now on that particular question. Well, thank you. This is Winnie Bushu again. Thank you, Osiris, for as much as you can give us. I know a lot of us on this program want to know everything right now, just like a little kid. He wants to hurry up and get there. You know, doesn't want to drive in this long ride to the toy store or the vacation. And sure enough, that's all of us, even as adults. I was going to say also that Ron had mentioned a trip to the sun, and I'm still reading those Jacob Lober books, and he had mentioned that there's actually individuals, or there is life on the sun. It's actually an living place where there is beings there. So that's odd that you should mention that, going to the sun, where we probably think it's a really hot place, and of course it is, but those beings are used to that, just like the non-breathers are used to being in the water, and that's their world.
This is Osiris, Winnie Bushu. Osiris wishes to speak. He's coming through me.
Okay.
There is no life on the sun. What Jacob Lorber was referring to is that the master spirits maintain a life station around the sun to make sure it stays under control, primarily because of Urantia. But there is a secondary planet of life in your solar system. The Urantia book refers to it as a close-by planet of the non-breathers. There is a non-breather planet of life in your solar system that is being moved to another local universe so that they may have a full lifespan and not be under the emplacement of the famous Urantia all the time. Michael has decreed that the planet of the non-breathers be removed from around the planet Jupiter. We will go no further than that. Thank you, Osiris. That's thrilling. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So, Wenibuju.
Yes.
I am Osiris, and I'm going to come back through you. Please transmit me.
All right. This is Osiris again, and I come through this one known as Wenibuju. A name that is not his real name, but it's good enough for now, and is. This is the chief of Nine Altars. And the reason I'm here, because I want to influence or pick up this group and inspire you to know what your future is with us and be of good cheer and enjoy knowing that there is a life past the one that you think is the only life there is, that one on your material plane. And there is much prepared, just as your master and teacher Jesus said, I have prepared many mansions. And of course he would not have said that if he did not mean it. So take this to heart, that there is a future in light and life for all of you. Despite some of you might not be there on the earthly plane to see the finished product of Urantia to light and life, know that it exists in the other places in a more finished product, obviously, then you will know there on the earth place, Urantia. I stand back. This is Osiris. And thank you, Wenibuju. Well, thank you, Osiris. I think I'm finally getting the pronunciation of your name, but maybe not the spelling, but we'll have to do what we can here. Well, I would like to see if anybody else has any questions or maybe a transmission, or those of you that have never transmitted would like to try a transmission, just a short one.
This is Ron. Just a note. Osiris. Google it and see the story.
Okay. Yeah, that looks more familiar.
Thank you.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you. And if there's no other transmissions, I would like to see if there's any questions out there. Or you would like to try to transmit. I see Robert has his hand up. We'll give him the unmute and see what he has to say. Robert, you're unmuted.
I have a question, Wenibuju.
Yes?
The sacred heart practice, do you have to visualize it or just do the concentration regarding the circle in the back by the heart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, visualize it as if you're you, but standing behind you, and like you're with a paintbrush in that circle right there. And after a while, you'll know it's there because it'll feel real cold. And that's the spot you can literally mentally stay there, and things will come through, much like these transmissions. You've opened the door then. That is the door, literally.
Okay, so it helps with transmission.
Yes, and helping your spirit guide, or not your spirit guide, your father fragment, help you while we're still in this place and guide you to that next ever so little with each day as your belief and your trust in that.
All right.
Wenibuju, this is Ron.
Yes.
Orion wishes to speak to the matter.
Okay.
I am Orion, And Robert, you ask a pertinent question without fully understanding what you're asking. The truth of the matter is that the area that Weni Buju is referring to and which Osiris spoke to, as did Tarkus, is not available in all people. One does not have it. It is available in approximately 30 to 40% of the human population now on Urantia. The remaining 60% do not have this particular sense. Weni Buju has it, and he uses it well to center himself. He also knows that when he is in it, he is safe and ready to transmit. We now have the Universal Father wishing to speak. One moment, please. I am Father. I greet you all. Ron is a little concerned that he is perhaps overdoing this, but he's not. I am the one who insists that nothing be done without the truth being fully exposed. In this particular case, Orion and Osiris indeed are finaliters. And the Urantia Finaliter Corps, or Finaliter, if that's how you wish to pronounce it, is available to all of you as transmitters. But if you cannot transmit, you have no way of knowing that as a finaliter, you will be able to transmit easily, fully, and totally. Ron already does it. Weni Buju is working on it. Amethyst already does it. Elise is working on it. Clancy can do it, but seldom does. Rene Duran does it all the time, and Lemuel can do it, but doesn't. That it needs more explanation than I want to give right now. But those who can do it are the ones who will transmit to the rest of Urantia when Urantia begins to undergo the cleansing. I am Father, and I wish now to transmit through Elise. Weni Buju, I will mute myself. Yes. Please unmute Elise, please, so she can transmit.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll do just that. Thank you. Elise, you're unmuted.
Yes. Thank you, Weni Buju.
Thank you.
This is your Universal Father who likes to speak through you. And I'm glad to have this opportunity to do it and to encourage you to keep going and listening to those voices that you hear and like to transmit. We know it's still hard to take for you and do things in two different languages. That is distracting you sometimes. but you're doing all right. And I'm telling you that you're so well supported. So don't get frustrated if things do not go well immediately. And do not get the feeling that you misinterpret what you hear, because that's not the case at all. Be aware that I'm your father. And I'm saying this especially to you. It's an encouragement, and you understand what I mean by that. So go on. Be very proud to have you in this group. And we'll be watching you grow into a very good and valuable transmitter. And now, be some more words to you, and I stand back. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you so much. I'll give it back to Anabuji, though.
Well, thank you, Elise, and thank you, Universal Father, for Source and Center, and I will unmute you, Elise. And I would like to share a couple of short stories related to what the Universal Father's message was, which all of us will take into our hearts, and he is literally talking to each one of us in that. But I'm reminded of Amethyst was first doing her shows, her first couple of ones, and she too was nervous, and I was trying to support her by being in the audience. And Ron was kind of took me under his wing to show me how to transmit. And he said, related to this last transmission, Ron says, well, the Universal Father wants to do a transmission through you. And I was like kind of scared and nervous, and no words were coming out because I didn't want to just make it up or say something that he wouldn't say through me. And then Ron kind of, as the voice of God, kind of yelled at me in a gentle kind of way, and I kind of felt embarrassed and stupid. But later in the next day, I thought, wait a minute, if the Universal Father, as far as we know, knows everything from obviously beginning to end, he would know that I can transmit. It's just me that's stuck in this fear mode. And that kind of cheered me up. He knew I could transmit where I was thinking I couldn't. And so I took a note of that. And I was also going to share that's a story of another time when I was trying to practice for this conference line, doing make-believe conference calls before I actually started doing this with the conference call thing. And I was doing my prayer, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. I took my own, what I just shared about going to that Sacred Heart place, and I said, I know how to get through to you, Father. And so I focused right on that area, and I literally felt almost, I heard it, but it was like I saw like fire around my eyes, as if I might have accidentally sent myself into a chariot of fire because I connected so well, and something really was there. It's like, wow. You know, like I pressed the 911 button for God himself on my cell phone or something. And from then on, I knew that was the right place to always be, not only during this show and transmitting, but in my everyday life also. And that's what I wanted to share. And I don't know if anybody else has any. Oops, somebody, Roger Raz has his hand up, and I was talking away here. I'm going to unmute you, Roger Raz. You are unmuted.
Thank you, Anabuji. I just wanted to ask a little more about that place. I think you called it the Sacred Heart. And I'm not quite sure where the location was, and I wondered if you could ask Osiris which group I'm in, whether I need to be concerned about having that 30% or if I need to focus elsewhere.
Let's see if we can reach him?
This is Ron Winnie-Boo-Ju.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Osiris
Ron.
Just said to me, it's faster if I can do it. That's all. You can do it, but let me answer you, Roger. I'm Osiris, the chief of Finaliters. Roger, you do not have that sense. You can work on it all day and never feel it. I hope that answers your question as to where is this thing and why don't I feel it? The answer is you do not have that thing, and there's no way for you to feel it. But there is something in you, Roger, that is unique to you. You have a small gland at the base of your neck that is quite sure when God speaks, it is the truth. It's not the third eye. It is an addition to the small gland between your eyebrows. They call the third eye that emboldens your third eye to understand when the truth is fully spoken. I am Osiris. I am a Finaliter. I know your adjuster very well. He comes up here and works with all of us, as most of your adjusters do, for the benefit of Urantia and the return of Christ. I withdraw. Thank you. Go ahead, Winnie-Boo-Ju.
Thank you, Osiris. Thank you, Ron.
Well, thank you, both Ron and Roger, for the question. Thank you. I'll meet you, unless you have another question, Roger.
No, that's all I have.
Okay, I'll meet you then. And it's about 10 minutes left of the hour, and I don't know if we have any more transmissions or questions. I don't see any or feel anything. Hope we have Elise has a question. We'll unmute Elise, see what she has to say. Go ahead, Elise.
Thank you. Winnie-Boo-Ju, I don't know if you can answer this, but I'm just wondering, do you know where I am? I have to focus on when I try to transmit. Is it important, or is it a difference when you use your frontal lobe or when you're transmitting through your throat, or does it change after a while into something else, or is it like learning stages? I have no idea.
This is Osiris, Elise. I wish to answer that question primarily for the simple reason Ron has 5 transmission areas that he uses. You, Elise, only use 1, and you exhaust it. You need to find a way to use the other means of transmission in order to help you from losing the vitality you feel at the beginning and almost lose at the end. It is an energy loss. You transmit through the frontal lobes. That is exhausting. Ron frequently transmits through the thyroid. He's one of the few I ever saw who can do it. But he also transmits from the hippocampus through the third eye and often through the heart chakra. For that reason, we ask your thought adjuster to see if it's possible for you to feel a transmission without throwing all that energy into it. For that reason, Elise, practice privately and attempt to transmit without thinking about it. That will throw the transmission into the heart chakra for you. You do best when you transmit through your heart or when you speak from your heart. Ron knows it well. You support him beautifully. And that's through the heart chakra. Few of the transmitters on Lightline use the heart chakra. For some reason, those adjusters do not prefer it. But in the case of this one, Ron, he prefers to alternate between transmission points within his body so as not to bleed energy whatsoever. He has transmitted 7 hours straight without a loss of energy. That gives you an idea how differently and how easily transmitting can be done when you use different points of the body to do it. You, Elise, are transmitting through your frontal lobe. That feeds energy. Try to ask your adjuster to attempt transmitting through other parts of yourself. One moment, please. I am the thought adjuster of Elise. Ron, Osiris, and Orion, you speak the truth. But Elise is so demanding, she persists in preparing. She doesn't understand that you don't prepare. So we let her prepare. That's why the intellectual cells, the frontal lobes, are used for transmission with Elise. She needs to do a practice session where she doesn't think how to transmit, but merely begins to speak. If Ron were there, he could do it easily. He shows how, by instructing as a person sits in front of him, how to handle the body. She needs that instruction. But that's not possible. Elise, listen carefully. You insist on preparation. Okay. But it's not the best way to do it. Ron does not prepare for any of this. It happens as we want it to happen. It will happen the way we want it to happen if you, Elise, do not over-prepare. Simply sit and begin to speak. Don't think about it. Just do it. And you will win. You're going to be a great transmitter. I withdraw. I am Orion. To all of you, Ron sits here and wonders how the work of the finaliters is going to transform Lightline. I promise you, it will transform Lightline into something quite spectacular now. Ron is preparing slowly a internet program called a podcast that will do a Lightline either once a week or every day of the week. He can't decide. He's already done 2 tapes. He needs to do 5 more before we even consider signing up for a host. It is not easy. He has to work it out. But once it's worked out, you're going to hear a light line that is universal on Urantia. It is with our help that he can do this. Father is helping. Michael is helping. And even the Master Spirits are helping. It is not easy to do. I want all of you to understand that someday you will do podcasts. But Ron has to experiment with it first. Once he gets it down and knows how to do it and how to be effective, it will be transferred to all of you to do the same. Yes, we are streaming it. Yes, we are doing a conference call. But a podcast is a universal broadcast that anybody on your ranch can pick up when they are able to refer to their service directories. Apple Music has a directory where you are listed as a radio station if you do a podcast. And you can be tuned in by anyone using the Apple service. But so does all the others, including Facebook and others, including YouTube. Once you establish a directory, you are listed among all of them, regardless of the name of the service, to broadcast to all of Urantia. This is what Ron wants. This is what Ron has to figure out. I mention this particularly to you, Elise, for the simple reason that you sit on the edge of Europe. Your voice can be important from the Greek islands to the Russian Moscow to Girona, Spain, and even to Africa. Please understand that Ron is experimenting with the idea of universality. It takes a while for him to understand how the service works. To you, Elise, learn to transmit without bleeding energy. You can do it. You will feel so much better. This is Orion, and I withdraw and turn this back to you, Winnie Buju. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Orion and Ron Besser. You are truly the shower of the way in our group, and we definitely, I'm sure, are taking notes as I'm speaking, as I was. And I would like to ask our Master of Ceremonies, which who was kind of quiet for most of this show, Tarkus, are you still with us? Yes, this is Tarkus. I am still your Master of Ceremonies, and you truly had quite a show, or as Ed Sullivan used to say, we had a really big shoe. And that is all of the celestial guests for now, and you can definitely close it and be happy that you now have a second show completed with a lot of help from those material and the spiritual brotherhood. Thank you. Well, thank you, Tarkus, for that. And I would like to thank you all for coming here. Osiris, Orion, Chief Fine Altars, Tarkus, my Master of Ceremonies, Michael Devadon stopped in for a moment or two. I appreciate all of you, as well as my guests that are listening to this show, of my likewise human brothers and sisters there. If you would like to tune in to our next Light Line, which is next Saturday, and that'll be on December 5th. So until then, I thank you immensely for making this show happen, all of you. And enjoy the weekend. This has been Winnie Bujou, Lightline, Wisconsin. Thank you. Good day.